USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel, the United States, and Hamas have reportedly reached a tentative agreement to secure the release of dozens of women and children held hostage in Gaza in exchange for a five-day pause in fighting, according to the Washington Post. The detailed six-page agreement outlines a plan to freeze combat operations for at least 5 days, during which an initial group of 50 or more hostages would be released in smaller groups every 24 hours. Hamas took approximately 240 hostages during its October 7th rampage inside Israel, resulting in the deaths of 1,200 people. House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping his word,
promising to release more footage from the riot at the Capitol back on January 6th of 2021. 44,000 hours of video will be released in waves over the next few months. Johnson on X writing, "Truth and transparency are critical. This decision will provide millions of Americans, criminal defendants, public interest organizations, and the media an ability to see for themselves what happened that day, rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials." I'm Laura Winters.
The gunman responsible for killing a security guard at a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital before being fatally shot by a state trooper has been identified Saturday as John Madore, a transient who had spent time living in the area. That's according to the New Hampshire Attorney General, John Formella. The 33-year-old used a 9mm handgun to fatally shoot Bradley Haas in the lobby of the New Hampshire hospital in Concord. Haas, a former police chief and Army veteran, was working security at the time, and Formella praised him as a hero who died protecting patients, staff, and visitors at the hospital. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off on Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 55 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from the previous year. This forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since AAA began monitoring in the year 2000. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
According to European Union scientists, this year is projected to be the warmest in the past 125,000 years.
This conclusion comes after the world experienced its hottest October on record last month. The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service reported that last month's temperatures surpassed the previous October record from 2019 by nearly half a degree Celsius. They attributed the heightened temperatures to greenhouse gas emissions resulting from human activities and the ocean surface warming El Niño weather pattern. I'm John Schaefer.
SpaceX's second-ever test flight of the Starship rocket, designed to send the vehicle's upper stage most of the way around the Earth, ended 8 minutes into the mission with a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. The target of the test flight was a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii about 90 minutes after launch from SpaceX's Starbase site in South Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration considers this outcome a mishap and will open an investigation into the issue. There's a new Fox News poll weighing in on who people would vote for if the election was held today. Laura Winters has the results.
40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 4%.
I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.